列王记上十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
请看列王记上十八章。
1 Kings chapter 18.
第一节，第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go present yourself to Ahab, I will send rain on the earth. Verse 2, so Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, and there was a severe famine in Samaria.
再看十九节到二十一节。
Then verses 19 to 21. Verse 19, Now therefore send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. 20. So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. 21. And Elijah said to the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
好，再看四十一节、四十二节。
Then verses 41 and 42. 41, Elijah said to Ahab, Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. 42, so Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees.
感谢主耶稣的带领。
So praise the Lord for his guidance.
今天下午我们想根据列王记上十八章来谈谈显明的工作。
That we can use this opportunity this afternoon to talk about the manifest work of God.
求主继续带领我们。
May the Lord continue to guide us.
上午我们从列王记上十七章学习当年以利亚先知隐藏的操练。
And this morning we talked about how Elijah the prophet underwent a period of hidden cultivation.
包括信心、知足和祷告
，where he learned to have faith, contentment, and live a life of prayer.
很感谢神，最后他成功了。
Thank the Lord that his cultivation was successful.
于是他就开始负起显明的工作
，and thus he began.
为了要复兴当时以色列百姓的信仰
，so that he may revive the faith of the Israelites.
那这一段显明的工作全部记载在列王记上十八章。
And his manifest work is depicted in 1 Kings chapter 18.
总共有46节
across 46 verses.
我们可以把它分
We can divide this chapter into three sections.
第一部分是1到19节
The first section is verses 1 through 19.
勇敢地面对亚哈王
Where he boldly confronted King Ahab.
第二部分是20到40节
Second part is Verses 20 to 40.
上加密山筑坛献祭
Where he went to Mount Carmel to build an altar.
求神从天上降火下来
And pray to the Lord that he may send rain upon the earth.
第三
fire on the offering.
第三部分是41节到46节
Then section 3 is verses 41 to 46.
再一次上加密山屈身祷告
Where he once again went out to Mount Carmel and fell before the Lord in prayer.
求神从天上降雨下来。
To ask for rain to return to the land.
我们现在就一起来查考。
So we'll study these sections.
第一部分是勇敢地面对亚哈王。
Section 1, where he boldly confronted King Ahab.
是的，要工作，首先要勇敢站出来。
To begin a work, you must first stand up boldly.
虽然当时形势相当险恶
although at the time it was a very wicked environment,
神的先知很多被杀
many of the Lord's prophets have been murdered,
有一百个藏在洞里面不敢出来
and 70 hid 100 of them in two caves to save their lives,
因为一出来就没命了
if they depart from the cave, they will be killed.
而当时的假先知至少有850个
there were at least 850 false prophets in the land.
首领就是当权者王后耶洗别
and they were led by this foreign queen Jezebel.
所以在人看来，神的先知确实只剩下以利亚一个。
So in effect, Elijah was the only actively working prophet of the Lord.
就这个亚哈也不放过啊。
But even him, Ahab was not willing to spare.
到处派人去找他。
Ahab sent men all over the place to try to track him down.
找他做什么？
What for?
当然是算账啊。
To make him give account for his actions.
因为以利亚在十七章的第一节曾经这样说。
Because Elijah said in chapter 17, verse 1,
这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，也不下雨。
That I will pray to the Lord, and as long as the Lord lives, there shall not be dew or rain upon the land.
所以亚哈非常恨他。
So Ahab really hated Elijah.
请看列王记上十八章的第十节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 10.
列王记上十八章的第十节。
1 Kings chapter 18, verse 10. Verse 10, it reads, As the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to hunt for you. And when they said he is not here, he took an oath from the kingdom or nation that they could not find you.
我们看到无论哪一邦哪一国，亚哈都派人去找他。
So we can see that Ahab sent his troops all across multiple countries to try to find Elijah.
找得非常急啊。
They wanted to track him down so bad.
如果找不到，就要那个国家的人发誓啊。
And he required that any country must swear to him.
还好神将以利亚藏起来。
That they could not find him, but the Lord had hidden Elijah.
导致亚哈怎么找都找不到。
So that Ahab could not find him, no matter where he looked.
可是现在神的话却临到以利亚，要以利亚主动去让亚哈见到他。
But now God's word came to Elijah, saying that you must go find King Ahab yourself.
这简直是去找死啊！
Is asking for a death sentence practically.
必须要有相当的勇气啊！
Takes a lot of courage to go find the king.
还要真的顺服神才行啊。
And he will have to submit to the Lord's directive.
难怪当亚哈一见到以利亚就很凶地对他讲说。
That's why when Ahab saw Elijah, he said the following.
我们请看十八章十七节到十九节。
Verses 17 to 19.
十八章，请看十七到十九节。
Chapter 18, verse 17 to 19. 17. Then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Is that you, O traveler of Israel?" 18. And he answered, "I have not traveled Israel, but you and your father's house have, and that you have forsaken the commandment of the Lord and have followed the Baals." 19. Therefore, send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table.
亚哈说：“使以色列遭灾的是你吗
？”Ahab asking, "Are you the troubler of Israel?"
意思就是我是国王，你竟然咒诅我的国家。
He's saying to Elijah, "I'm the king, and you have cursed my kingdom."
你是不是想找死啊
？Are you asking for a death sentence?
这个时候，以利亚一点也不害怕。
At this point, Elijah had no fear.
马上很不客气的反驳。
He immediately retorted,
说使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家。
It is you and your father's house who have troubled Israel.
因为你们离弃神，去随从巴利啊。
Because you have forsaken God for Baal.
我们看到当时以利亚真的不顾自己的命哦。
Elijah had no regard for his own life.
他不仅很勇敢地当面指责亚哈王的错误啊。
Not only did he bravely rebuke Ahab's evil.
而且还很有信心，要亚哈王召聚百姓和八百五十个假先知上加密山去筑坛献祭。
He even proposed to Ahab that he confront the 850 false prophets,
要试试看到底谁才是真神。
On the match on Mount Carmel to prove who worships the true God.
这种勇气的确很不简单哦。
It's not easy to have this type of courage.
那怎么样才能够做到
？Why allow him to have this?
至少要有两个条件。
Has to be two requirements.
第一，必须不顾自己的生命。
First, he must not have any regard for his own life.
就算死了也没关系，不怕的。
He was not afraid even in the face of death.
第二，对神要有绝对的信心。
Second, he must have absolute faith in the Lord.
相信神如果愿意，我一定可以得到拯救的。
Believing that if God is willing, then I will be saved.
这种才叫做真的先知啊。
That is what a true prophet is.
这样才有办法完成神所交付的工作。
Only then can the prophet complete the work of God.
今天我们也一样啊。
The same goes for us today.
我们所有的工人和信徒都要有这种勇敢面对的精神哦。
Our holy workers and members must have this courage.
世界相当罪恶啊。
Although this world is filled with wickedness.
虽然今天没有信主的人也很多、啊、
Although there are many people who do not believe in the Lord,
他们的势力也很大、啊、
And they have a lot of authority.
很多条件也比我们好、啊、
And they are more well equipped and qualified than we are.
但是我们绝对不用怕、
We do not need to be afraid.
如果有人问起你是哪一间教会的
Somebody ask you what church you belong to.
我们要很勇敢的大声的说真耶稣教会
We must bravely proclaim that we are of the true Jesus Church.
这样我们才有可能显明神的工作。
Only then can we manifest God's work.
第二部分，足坛献祭从天降火。
Part two, which is the fire came down to consume an offering.
就是要上加密山去做显明的工作。
It happened as Elijah went out to Mount Carmel to manifest God's work.
他必须要要求亚哈召聚百姓和所有的假先知一同上去。
He told Ahab to gather all the false prophets plus the people to go to the top of the mountain.
分别足坛献祭。
Each side is to construct their own altar.
就是分别向各自的神求火从天上降火下来。
Place the offering on it and pray to their God that God, their God will send fire to burn up the offering.
烧尽祭物啊。
The offering must be fully burned up.
看看谁是真神，谁是假神。
Whoever his offering is burned up, that God is the true God.
那为什么一定要这样做呢？
Why must they do this?
因为当时信仰最大的问题就是真假不分哦。
Because the biggest problem at that time is the inability to differentiate between true and false.
这种信仰上的混乱很可怕的。
This is a very dangerous loss of faith.
我们请看《列王记上》十八章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 21.
请看《列王记上》十八章二十一节。
Chapter 18, verse 21.And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
真的这种事情哦，有时候你多讲没有用的。
When it comes to the debate of which who is God, anxious debate won't really help.
因为他们那些百姓根本不晓得对还是错。
Because the people cannot differentiate what is right or wrong.
虽然以利亚一上山就责备那些百姓。
Although Elijah rebuked the people once he arrived on the mountain.
说你们心怀两意，要到什么时候呢？
Asking them, how long will you falter between two opinions?
你看看当时的众民啊，一言不答，他也不知道怎么讲啊。
Yet the people answer him not a word because they don't know what is the correct answer.
啊，这种事情怎么办呢？
What do you do in such situation?
只有一个方法，用事实来证明。
The only way is to use physical evidence.
怎么证明？
What's the evidence?
就是祷告求火。
To pray for fire to come down.
让神来亲自印证。
To let God manifest his power.
所以这种火叫做天火，是天上降下来的火。
So this is a fire from heaven.
不是人点的凡火。
It is not a common fire lit by mankind.
我们请看到参考利未记第九章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 9.
请参考利未记的第九章。
Leviticus chapter 9.
请看二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
24.Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw this, they shouted and fell on their faces.
当以色列百姓进迦南以后，第一次在会幕献祭哦。
And when the Israelites went to the land of Canaan, Then first time they offer, but then the place of worship.
那个火是从天上降下来的。
The fire came from heaven.
不是人点的。
It was not lit by man.
我们再请参考历代志下第七章。
You can see this again, 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
再请参考历代志下第七章。
2 Chronicles chapter 7.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节
2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1 When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
当所罗门王建完圣殿以后第一次献祭
This speaks of when Solomon made the first offering after the temple was completed.
那个火也是从天上降下来的、哦、
Here too, the fire came down from heaven.
也不是人去点的、哦、
It was not lit by man.
这个表明神已经悦纳了。
It shows that the Lord accepts the offering.
同时更证明这位神才是真神。
And it's proved that God is the true God.
因此这一场试验非常公平、哦、
And so this test that Elijah proposed was a great success.
你也可以试，我也可以试啊。
Because both he and the false prophets could try it out.
所以所有的百姓都觉得很好啊。
So the people felt that it was a fair method.
从人来看，那个假的通常占优势。
But from man's perspective, the false usually gets the first try.
他们的权势大，人又多。
Because they have great power, they have the numbers.
也蛮热心的哦。
And they too were very zealous.
他们狂呼乱叫，拼命祈求。
They yelled and danced around the altar, praying for to Baal.
说起来比我们还认真呢。
They were even more focused and
弄到身体都流血了。
To the point that they even started cutting their own bodies.
或许他们平常也有某种力量可以迷惑人的。
Perhaps they have some sort of magical power to deceive people.
但是毕竟假的就是假的了。
But ultimately, the God they worship was false.
假的不会变成真的啦。
They cannot make a false God become real.
假的永远是有限的。
Thus, this false God will always be limited.
一定有做不到的地方啊。
The things that this false God cannot do.
所以他们从上午九点一直求到下午三点啊。
So they cried out to Baal for 6 hours, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
整整呼求，不停的求，求了6个小时哦。
They cried out unceasingly for 6 hours.
可惜一点动静都没有。
But there was no sign of movement.
因为是假的。
Because their God was false.
好，现在改换以利亚来求了。
Now it was Elijah's turn.
请看回来《列王纪上》18:30-39。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 30-39.
列王纪上18:30-39.
Chapter 18, verse 30-39.
这一段是重点哦，请大家仔细看哦。
So pay attention because these are the key verses. 30. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. 31. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord has come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." 32. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. 33. And he put the wood in order, cut the bowl in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said, "Fill 4 water pots with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood." 34. Then he said, "Do it a second time." And they did it a second time. And he said, "Do it a third time." And so they did it a third time. 35. So the water ran all around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. 36. And it came to pass, at the time of the offering and the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, "Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that you have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust. And it licked out the water that was in the trench. 39. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
我们看到以利亚只有一个人呢?
Elijah here was by himself.
他又没有什么身世背景的。
He had no status, no background.
但是他却有神的同在。
But he had the abidance of the Lord.
所以他不用求那么久。
So he did not need to plead for long.
他只要照着神的旨意来求。
He just needed to plead in accordance with God's will.
神马上从天上降下火来啊。
And then God immediately sent fire from heaven.
烧尽一切所有的。
Burn up the entire, your offering altar.
包括燔祭。
The burnt offering.
木材。
The wood.
连石头。
The stone.
连尘土。
The dust.
还有沟里面的水啊。
And the water in the trench.
全部烧光。
Everything was burned up.
那这是铁的事实。
This is a solid reality.
是活生生的见证。
This is a living testimony.
让百姓看了不得不信啊。
So the people had to believe.
使原本沉默的众民马上转向神。
So the indifferent people immediately turned back to God.
立即伏伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
So that they fell prostrate to the ground, saying, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
这种180度大转变，绝对不是靠人能够达成的。
No human method can bring about this 180 degree change.
更不是用辩论可以得到的。
And you cannot gain this through winning a debate.
唯有借着 天上的火降下才能做到。
Only the fire from heaven can make this happen.
那么重点就在今天，天上的火预表什么呢？
So what does the fire from heaven figure today?
请看路加福音24章49节。
It's only Luke chapter 24, verse 49.
请看路加福音24章49节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Chapter 24, verse 49. Behold, I send a promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high.
再请看使徒行传第一章的第八节。
Then now let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me, Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
天上的火，简单说就是上头来的能力。
So this consuming fire from heaven is the power from above.
天代表上头。
Heaven represents the above.
火代表能力。
Fire represents power.
那就是应许的圣灵啊。
And this power is the Holy Spirit.
这是主耶稣升天前最重要的吩咐啊。
It is the most important command from the Lord to the apostle before he ascended to heaven. Why is that?
请看马可福音16章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
请看马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
17节。
Verse 17. Mark chapter 16, verse 17.
17节、18节还有20节。
Verses 17, 18, and 20, 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. 18. They will take out serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. 20. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs.
因为唯有上头来的能力才能够彰显出大神迹、大奇事来。
Because only the power from above can make these miracles happen.
当年主耶稣在世上传福音的时候就是这样的。
That's what happened when the Lord preach the gospel among the people.
在使徒教会的建立也是这样的。
Same thing happened when after the apostles' church was established.
今天我们真耶稣教会更是这样的。
Even more so for the true Jesus Church today.
这样才能够证明道理是真的。
This is how we prove that our doctrine of gospel is true.
才能够证明圣灵是真的。
This is how we prove that the Holy Spirit is true.
才能够证明教会是真的。
And how we prove that our church is true.
更证明神绝对是真的。
Most importantly, that God Himself is true.
在台湾山地原住民有一间教会。
Among the within the Aboriginal region of Taiwan, there's one particular church.
刚开始的时候，信徒很少啊。
It began with very few members.
但是圣灵却大大做工。
But then the Holy Spirit performed mighty works among the people.
有一次，那个部落有一个行邪术的人哦。
When in that village there was a sorcerer.
他本来就靠行邪术来赚钱的。
Who made a living using his magical powers.
后来我们教会的福音传到那里啊。
And the gospel of church spread to that region.
圣灵大大做工啊
！And the Holy Spirit performed great works.
很多病人一来就好。
Many people who came to the church ill were healed.
那他因为生意受影响，怀恨在心呢
？And because it took away his business, he was filled with hatred.
有一天教会啊，要聚会啊。
One day while the church was holding a service,
应该是安息日哦。
It was during a Sabbath service.
他就故意提早到教会门口一棵大树底下在那边做法术啊。
Then he went to a tree next to the church and from there tried to cast a spell on the church.
要让那个教会里面的信徒当场遭殃啊。
Hoping to curse and harm its members.
没想到做了半天失灵了起不了作用啊。
But then his spells had no power.
好了，聚会开始，唱诗祷告。
As the service began, the members sang hymns and prayed.
正在祷告的时候
，and when as they were praying,
他忽然间看到天上的白云怎么会聚集在一起啊，变成一个穿白衣的人形哦。
He saw the clouds. The sorcerer saw the clouds above the church building gather together and became the form of a man dressed in white.
他亲眼看见这个人怎么从天上降下来走进了会堂。
This man came down from heaven and walked into this chapel.
然后进去以后大家在祷告一个一个按手啊。
He laid hands on each individual as they prayed.
被按手之后每一个人都圣灵大充满啊。
And everybody praying was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他看到这些信徒头上都发光啊。好像火一样啊
！And he saw that the heads of these members were shining like.
他真的看得目瞪口呆哦，没有看过。
He was stunned. He never saw such a sight.
就这样，他很惊讶地回到家里面。
And astonished, he went back home.
啊，没有多久，他自己得到一种怪病哦。
But soon he came down with an odd illness.
那种病是全身都痛啊
！His entire body was in pain.
你不能碰他，一碰他，他痛得不得了。
Even you were to touch him, he felt he was feel great pain.
所以他只好整天都躺在床上。
All he could do was lie on the bed all day.
邪术没用，吃药也没用。
No magical spell could heal him. No medicine could heal him.
教会的弟兄就传福音给他了。
So then the church members preached to him.
告诉他说：“我看哦，你还要来信耶稣受洗，你才可以得平安。”
And said to him, "Come and believe in the Lord Jesus, be baptized, so that you may regain peace."
后来他因为真的走投无路啊，听了道理后，他想决心受洗。
Seeing that he had no other choice after listening to the truth, he decided to get baptized.
可是他没有办法动，又不能碰他。
But he cannot move by himself. He cannot even be touched.
那怎么受洗呢
？So how did he receive baptism？
那我们教会的洗礼要到河边呢，要全身入浸呢，还要面向下。
Because he needed to be baptized in a river, face down, with the entire body immersed.
那怎么办呢
？What could we do for him？
想了想，只好做一个担架。
And so they made a stretcher for him.
把他抬到河边。
And they carry him to the river.
受洗之前就把他全身绑在那个担架上面。
And before going in, they tied his body to the stretcher.
有四个弟兄把他抬到河里。
So four of our members carry him into the water.
这个传道奉主耶稣圣名洗去你的罪。
Then the pastor said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you, wash away your sins.
然后四个弟兄一起喊一二三翻过去，然后赶快又把他换回来。
Then the four brothers flipped him over on the stretcher so that his entire body entered the water.
没有想到受洗之后，他竟然全身都不痛了。
And after he came out of the water, all his pain went away.
他可以自己站起来。
He could stand up by himself.
可以自己从水里走上来。
He can walk up and out of the water by himself.
可以自己换衣服。
He can change some clothes.
然后自己走回会堂。
And return to the chapel.
接受洗脚礼。
To receive foot washing.
全好了。
He was healed.
这就叫做上头来的能力啊。
This is the power from above.
不是人能够做到的哦。
Humanity cannot do this.
让他心服口服啊。
And he was fully convinced of this.
可见天火真的很重要哦。
This shows that this power from above is very important.
那么问题是要怎么样才能够让神降下天火呢？
So how do we let the Lord send fire from above?
以利亚在这里做了两件很重要的工作。
Elijah did two important things.
就记载在列王记上十八章的三十节跟三十一节。
As described in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 30 and 31.
第一，要重修神的坛。
Firstly, is to repair the altar of the Lord.
坛是为了要献祭敬拜神呢。
Because this altar is used to worship the Lord.
对我们今天来讲就是聚会。
This means for us today to attend services.
要常常唱诗、祷告、查经。
Sing hymns, pray, study the Bible.
包括个人、家庭和教会。
Both on an individual, the family, and the church level.
一定要把这个被世界和马门破坏掉的祭坛重新建造。
To repair the altar of the Lord that was broken down by the things of this world.
这是我们自己该做的工作。
This is the work that we ought to do.
否则的话，神怎么降火下来呢？
Otherwise, how will the Lord send fire from heaven?
第二，那如何重组祭坛呢？
How do we rebuild this altar?
我们这里看到以利亚，他必须取十二块石头。
What Elijah did was to gather 12 stones.
代表以色列十二个支派。
The stones represent the 12 tribes of Israel.
说明这是全体百姓所有信徒的工作。
This shows that this work is to be done by the people as a whole.
绝对不能单靠一个人或少数几个人。
Cannot be done with one individual or a small group of people.
那怎么堆起来呢？
How does he,
就怎么堆这个坛？哦，用石头。一定是大的放在下面，小的放在上面。
To put the stones together, he has to put the bigger ones on the bottom and the smaller ones on top.
同时还要凹凸相合。
And to complement each stone's shape.
就是要彼此互补啊。
Everybody needs to cover for each other.
表示虽然今天我们每个人的身份、恩赐、个性都不太一样。
Today, even though we all have different talents and gifts,
却能够彼此接纳，
but we choose to accept one another,
能够互相扶持，
to support one another,
能够成为一体，
so that we may become one body,
也就是大家都能够同心合意的恒切祷告，
and everybody are able to pray earnestly together.
就好像使徒教一开始那一百二十个人那样的
，akin to the 120 apostles that gather in prayer at the beginning of Acts.
如此上头来的能力必定很快的从天降下来。
As a result, the power from above will come down quickly.
这是我们今天要特别努力学习的灵修功课。
This is a spiritual cultivation that we must work on.
好，第三部分是屈身祷告，从天降雨。
The third section is to pray earnestly for rain to come down.
是的，虽然求火试验的工作已经显明出来。
Yes, the fire from heaven has came down.
但是还有另一个很重要的工作。
But there's still an important work to be done.
就是要求雨。
Which is to pray for rain.
好让雨水滋润大地啊。
So that the water may nourish the earth once again.
使百姓都能够得到恩惠啊。
And allow the inhabitants of the land to be blessed.
没有错，百姓已经回转归向真神了。
Yes, the people have now returned to the Lord.
可是大地却仍旧饥荒哦。
But the land remains in drought.
百姓的生活依然是痛苦的。
The people's life remain in suffering.
问题还是没有真的得到解决。
The problem was not yet solved.
就好像今天。
Just like today.
神迹虽然显明叫许多人来信主。
Although the miracle can lead many to.
可惜人的心地并没有得到圣灵的浇灌。
But their hearts are not yet watered by the Holy Spirit.
如同阿摩斯先知所说的。
It is just like what the prophet Amos has said.
在末日神必命饥荒降在地上。
That in the end days, God will send famine upon the land.
人饥饿不是没有饼吃啊。
Where the people was with hunger, not because of a lack of bread.
人干渴也不是没有水喝啊。
Or thirst due to a lack of water.
乃是因为人的心地荒凉啊。
But because their hearts were stricken with drought.
神才借着以赛亚先知说预言。
That's why God spoke to the prophet Isaiah.
我们请看以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
请看以赛亚书三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书三十二章十五节
，Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15. Verse 15, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
神说，等到圣灵从上浇灌下来
，He says that when the Holy Spirit is poured upon us from high,
旷野就要变成肥田
，the wilderness will become a fruitful field.
那肥田树林
，and the fruitful field will become a forest.
这个就是显明的工作啊。
This is the manifested work.
说明这种显明的工作也是不可以缺少的哦。
Shows that this manifested work is essential as well.
必须要借着祷告继续来完成。
Must be completed through prayer.
难怪当年以利亚虽然杀了假先知，好像已经大功告成了。
It seems that the work will be done once Elijah slaughtered the false prophets.
但是他还是不能回家的。
But he cannot just leave the area.
他必须再一次上加密山去。
He once again went up to Mount Carmel.
这一次去不是要求火，乃是为了求雨。
This time pray not for fire but for rain.
他给我们留下求雨蒙应允的榜样。
Gave us an example of praying for rain.
请看回来《列王记上》十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18,
四十一节到四十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 41 to 45.
列王记上十八章四十一到四十五。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 41 to 45. 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." 42. So Ahab went.Up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees, and went and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked, and said, "There is nothing." And seven times he said, "Go again." 44. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot, and go down before the rain stops you." 45. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was heavy rain. So Ahab rolled away and went to Jezreel.
We can
4 points from this.
第一，他满有信心。
First, Elijah was full of faith.
他还没有上山，就听到多余的响声。
There, he said, there is, he.
那后来虽然只看到，哎，后来虽然只看到一小片云如，人的手那样大。
Even though the servant only saw a cloud that was big as a man's hand.
他就告诉亚哈王当套车下去，免得被鱼阻挡。
Elijah merely told Ahab to gain your chariot and go back because the rain is coming.
他深信神是真的。
He fully believed that the Lord is true.
他相信神的应许绝对不会落空。
And that he's faithful. His promises will never go unfulfilled.
虽然现在肉眼看不见，肉耳听不到。
Although you cannot see it with your eyes and hear with your ear just yet.
但是他里面的心灵却已经看见，心耳却已经听到了。
But in his mind, Elijah has already seen and heard the sound of rain.
这个才叫信心。
And this is what faith is.
第二，他很有爱心。
Secondly, Elijah was filled with love.
怎么说呢？
How so?
其实论责任，他自己根本没有犯罪拜偶像啊。
Because he was not responsible at all for the sin of idolatry in the land.
是亚哈带百姓去拜的啊。
It was Ahab that led the people into idolatry.
所以饥荒绝对不是他引起的。
So Elijah was not responsible for this drought.
乃是亚哈王啊。
It was Ahab.
因此开证会论罪悔改的是谁呢？
So who was it that ought to repent?
难道不是亚哈和百姓吗？
Should not be Ahab and the people.
更何况他知道神会养活他的。
Because Elijah already knew that God would take care of him regardless.
下不下雨对他个人并不是绝对重要啊。
His livelihood would be okay whether or not there was rain.
那么既然是这样，那为什么以利亚还要上山去求雨呢？
So why would Elijah still need to go up to the mountain to pray for rain?
不为什么，只因为爱啊。
Solely because of his love.
因为他爱这个国家和所有的百姓啊。
He loved the nation, he loved his people.
第三，他存心谦卑。
Thirdly, he was fully humble.
他用最谦卑的态度屈身在地。
He used the most humble way to prostrate himself before the Lord.
将脸伏在两膝之中。
He bowed down to the ground, placed his face between his knees.
用最敬畏的心在神的面前为百姓认罪悔改。
And he prayed for the Lord to forgive the people.
那这种祷告功效很大的。
And his prayer was very effective.
不仅感动天地，尤其感动真神。
It moved not only heaven and earth, but most importantly, the God above.
古圣徒亚伯拉罕的祷告就是这样的。
Same thing went for the prayer of Abraham.
后来但以理的祷告也是一样的。
And the prayer of Daniel.
他们的代祷最后都蒙神垂听。
The Lord listened to their prayers.
第四，他恒切祷告。
For he prayed persistently.
当以利亚带着仆人上山求雨，并不是只祷告一次哦。
Elijah prayed not only once for rain.
他第一次祷告完，马上叫仆人上山去向海观看。
When he finished praying the first time, he told his servant to go up to the mountain to look for.
要看看有没有下雨的迹象啊。
To see if there's any sign of rain coming.
至少要先看看天空有没有云出现啊。
To see if there's any clouds at all.
没想到仆人每一次回来都说没有什么。
But every time the servant came out saying there was nothing.
那听得真的会令人灰心啊。
This could easily be discouraging.
到底神在哪里？
Where was God?
百姓不是已经回转了吗？
Did the people now already repented?
为什么祷告不见功效呢？
Why was my prayer not effective?
第一次这样。
It happened once.
第二次也一样。
Twice.
第三次还是这样
，a third time，
直到第六次都一样
，even until the sixth time。
这时候，如果一般人难免就会说：“算了吧，不用祷告了。”
Most people long given up by then。
神在睡觉了，等他醒来再说啊。
Perhaps God is asleep. Let's wait until he wakes up.
啊，有的人就会开始怨天尤人呢。
Some people will just do,
甚至有的人就会发怒不满呢。
Or even get angry.
而以利亚却什么话都没讲。
But Elijah said nothing.
他只知道要继续祷告。
But he continued to pray.
无论如何都要忍耐到底。
He must persist to the end.
结果第七次他终于成功了。
The seventh time, he finally succeeded.
在圣经里面，七代表完全。
In the Bible, seven represents a complete number.
不代表说刚刚好是七次。
It's not saying that you have to literally do it always seven times.
提醒我们祷告一定要达到完全的地步。
Rather, it reminds us that our prayer must be complete before the Lord.
一定要祷告到神认定已经够了才行。
Until the Lord considers it to be enough.
这样一小片云才会出现的。
Only then will this little cloud appear.
接着才有可能倾盆大雨啊。
Only then can lead to an abundance of rain.
由此可见，祷告本身也是一种很重要的灵修功课。
So it shows that prayer is also a very important act of spiritual cultivation.
难怪有人说得力的秘诀在祷告，祷告的秘诀在恒切。
That's why people say that the key to strength is prayer. The key to prayer is persistence.
因此，当年主耶稣才教训我们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
That's why the Lord Jesus encouraged people to pray and not lose heart.
我们要牢牢地记住。
We must remember.
我们所求的，在神还没有应允之前，都是第六次。
That when we pray to the Lord, and if the Lord has not yet answered the prayer yet, it's always our sixth time.
神就在等那最后的第七次。
God is always waiting for that seventh time when we try again.
如果在这个时候你就停止祷告。
If we stop before that seventh time,
那么结果必定是前功尽弃哦。
Then we will have nothing to show for it.
请问这不是既可惜又遗憾吗？
Would it not be a pity?
以上是当年以利亚所负起的显明工作。
And these are the manifested work of Elijah the prophet.
为了要复兴以色列百姓的信仰。
All done for the sake of reviving the faith of the Israelites.
第一，勇敢面对。
He bravely confronted evil.
第二，从天降火。
Second, he prayed for fire from heaven.
第三，从天降雨。
And thirdly, he prayed for rain.
那今天在新约时代其实也一样。
Same thing goes for the New Testament era.
无论是使徒教会或末世的真教会，
whether it's the apostolic church or the church of the end,
不管是对内牧羊或对外传福音，
whether it's pastoring our sheep or evangelizing outside,
这三样都是非常重要的显明工作。
These three manifested works are all important.
好，最后请看罗马书十五章。
Finally, let's turn to Romans chapter 15,
十八节
，verse 18.
最后请看罗马书十五章十八节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed to make the Gentiles obedient.
保罗明白这个道理啊。
Paul understood this teaching.
所以当他成为外邦使徒在各地建立教会之后啊。
So when he became an apostle of the Gentiles and helped establish churches everywhere.
虽然他有很好的外在条件哦。
Although he were very many talents and qualifications.
虽然他也确实为主耶稣做很多的事工。
And he did a lot of work for the Lord's sake.
但是他却绝口不提这些。
But he would not speak of these things.
除了后来在哥林多后书他被逼不得不讲之外，他不讲的。
And he was only boasting only when he was forced to.
他在这里只提基督借他所做的三件事。
He in this verse spoke of only the three things that Christ
那三件呢？
What three things?
第一，面对世界要勇敢地传讲真理。
First is to confront the world to preach the truth.
这个就是言语。
These are his words.
第二，要有神迹奇事随着做见证。
Second is to have use mighty signs and wonders.
这是神迹奇事的能力。
This is the power from the Lord.
第三，要有圣灵的能力浇灌更新。
And third is the renewal of the Spirit of God.
这是圣灵本身的能力。
The power from the Holy Spirit.
那其他什么他都不敢提啊。
He dare not mention anything else.
结果使许多外邦人来顺服啊。
As a result, he was able to make the Gentiles obey the truth.
那今天请问我们呢？
How about for us today?
很感谢主了，我们真教会早期也是这样的啦。
Thank God, the same thing happened in the early days of the true church.
那问题是现在呢？
The question is for us now.
请问我们现在都提些什么呢？
What is that we boast of now?
当然现在科技进步，我们就会提很多东西啊。
Of course, we can boast much about our technological advancements.
这是方法工具的问题，这个没问题。
These are just methods and tools. These are not an issue.
问题是我们的心态。
The issue is our mindset.
我们高举的是什么呢？
What do we lift up?
是不是保罗所说当年的那三样呢？
Is it the three things that Paul mentioned here?
还是一直在高举我们所用的科技呢？
Or are we only boasting of our technological advances?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
256首。
And 256.